The call of the open road beckons to electric car owners now that Washington and Oregon have completed their portions of the West Coast Electric Highway. That's a network of rapid recharging stations to enable long-distance electric-powered travel. The system could eventually stretch from British Columbia to Baja California. The far end for now is in Brookings, just north of the Oregon-California border. We sent correspondent Tom Bonsi out on a road test.
So our journey begins at an Enterprise car rental lot in the Portland city center. This is one of the very few places in the Pacific Northwest where the average Joe can rent an all-electric vehicle. Rental agent Mina Oliwan has set me up in a 2015 Nissan Leaf.
The best thing about this Nissan Leaf is that it actually tells you how much miles you have left, so you don't really have to worry about it.
Do you think I can make it all the way to the southern border?
You let me know.
Wish me luck.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. I'll admit, I'm a little nervous about going on a 330-mile road trip using an electric car with an advertised range just over 80 miles. But I've downloaded a smartphone app to help me find the nearest charging stations. And on top of that, for extra security, I printed an old-fashioned map of the West Coast Electric Highway and its rapid charging network. So let's hit the road, shall we? American taxpayers shelled out more than $5 million to plan and build this network. 56 public fast charging stations are spaced about 25 to 55 miles apart along key north, south, and east west highways in western and central Washington and Oregon. The object is to facilitate longer trips between or beyond major metro areas, and that's supposed to make non-polluting electric cars more attractive to more drivers. One of the challenges in building the Green Highway was finding property owners along the routes to host the rapid recharging stations. In Elkton, Oregon, winery co-owner Terry Brandberg says he was won over.
We're a little bit skeptical because, you know, we only have 8 parking spaces and we gave up 2 for this. But the first folks that came in and used it walked into our tasting room and ended up joining the wine club. So I went, hey, this works out okay.
Other fast chargers are located at highway gas stations, park and ride lots, restaurants, and tribal casinos. A private company named AeroVironment operates the charging network and bills users for each fill-up or bi-monthly subscription. The high-power rapid chargers typically refilled my battery in 20 to 25 minutes. Generally, the system worked nicely for me, except for one brief scare. This happened in Port Orford when a charging station crucial to my trip malfunctioned.
Thank you for calling AeroVironment Advanced Support Center. If you're at an AeroVironment public charging station, please press the star symbol.
I didn't know if the problem was my rental car, the cable, or the charger.
Hi, I'm at the fast charger. And it's communicated with the car, and then it gets the ready-to-charge screen, which usually clicks over to actually charging about 5 or 10 seconds later, but now it seems to be hung up.
How long was I going to be stuck in this remote coastal town? As it turned out, it wasn't long.
The customer service tech did a remote reboot, and I was back in business. Now, an hour later, there's the Welcome to Brookings, Oregon sign. We've done it. Trip computer shows just shy of 330 miles, 5 recharging stops, and a little over 10 hours of elapsed time.
I congratulate you. That is quite an adventure that you took. That's rare for someone to go and use so many stations in a day.
Hey, on my return trip, I stopped 7 times to recharge. The multiple recharging stops added about 3 hours to my cross-state trip each way. By the way, that was Tonya Buell, who you just heard. She coordinates the West Coast Electric Highway at Washington State's Department of Transportation. I suggested to her the pace of my trip makes this best suited to leisure travel. But she points out current electric highway users include commuters, business people, and leisure drivers. Buell says she's impressed by the increasing usage. She notes the charging stops give people plenty of time to catch up on their texting. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.